Coming up on episode number 1266, two birthdays for you today. One of them, a rock legend, Ian Hunter, lead vocalist for the band Mott the Hoople. Original version of a few songs that you'll recognize, that you'll know very well, as well as a birthday for Canadian singer Alanis Morissette. We'll find out why she's so gosh darn angry. Well, we really won't. But all this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. My name is Brian Evan. Welcome to another Double Shot Cover Story edition of Coverville. Two birthdays to celebrate for you today. First, Ian Hunter, lead singer of Mott the Hoople, is turning 80. And Alanis Morissette, who much more recent 90s songstress, turning 45. Actually, both of them had their birthdays earlier in the month, so we're playing a little catch-up here. Happy birthday for both of those artists. But before we get to the music, I got to tell you about our top 10 today. I'm going to call them our Coverville Top 10. These are 10 randomly chosen Coverville citizens and patrons. If you want to be in the Coverville Top 10, please visit patreon.com/Coverville. Support the show however you want. However much you can, not only, will I read your name potentially on the show, that's not that big a deal, but you'll also get extra content. Those Coverville episodes I'm doing on Fridays, the Guess the Connection episodes, are now going up onto that feed. So you're getting those. So if you miss the regular episode, if you miss the live show, then you as a patron get to hear those in perpetuity. All right, so our top 10 today, in no particular order, Shauna Wagger, Martin Wiertz, Kirk Patrick. That's his whole name, Kirk Patrick. I love that. John Overholt, Sean Sforza, as well as Brett Gossman, Robbie Stone, Cindy Texiera, Christine Perez, and Doc Miller. Thank you guys all for your support of the show. I'll bet anything that Doc is in the chat room today. He's almost always in the chat room, so hopefully he's there today. Let's get started with some Alanis Morissette. Oh, did I tell you? Patreon.com/Coverville. I think I did. All right, let's get started. This was actually one of the first things that we all heard from Alanis Morissette, at least the original version of the song. And then it was finally revealed that it was about Dave Coulier from Full House. Here is the song performed, covered here by Mastercuts, You Oughta Know. Maybe not safe for work, I think.
Did you die, but you're still alive, and I Sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. Feel drunk, but I'm sober. I'm young and I'm underpaid. I'm tired and I'm working. Yeah. I care, but I'm restless. I'm here, but I'm really gone. I'm wrong and I'm sorry, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be quite alright. I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's flicking a cigarette. And what it all comes down to is that I haven't got it all figured out just yet. 'Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's giving a peace sign. I'm free, but I'm focused. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. And I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty, baby. What it all boils down to is that no one's really got it figured out just yet. I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's playing the piano. Yeah. And what it all comes down to, my friend, said everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine.
I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one's ailing a taxi cab.
Rain on your wedding day is a free ride. was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase and I kissed his kids goodbye. He waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain. A funny way sneaking up on you when you think everything's okay and everything's going right. Life has a funny way helping you out when you think everything's gone wrong and everything blows up in your face. Traffic jam when you're already late, no smoking sign on your cigarette break is like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. Is meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. Yes, I really do think. It's like rain. Sneaking up on you. Life has a funny way of helping you out. Helping you
I'm better hold on. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps shedding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid, or am I stoned? Am I just paranoid?
That's Alanis Morissette recorded on the Jimmy Kimmel Show a couple years back with her cover of Green Day's Basket Case. Great version right there. I'm hoping that she actually releases a studio version of that because it's so good. A while back, she recorded a version of My Humps by Fergie that I thought was fantastic. And I really like her style of... You know, a lot of artists do the thing where they just basically take a pop song, they slow it down, they release it as a cover. But she's got such a unique delivery that it really adds something to it. So really dig that. And man, if you never saw her on the TV show Weeds, I want to say she was on the third or fourth season of Weeds. Great season. It was a great show. And she was awesome on it. Alanis Morissette with her cover of Basket Case. Before that, you heard Ironic. That's by Pastel Vespa from her album L'Anarchy. And I am trying to find information about Pastel Vespa because I've heard rumor that she's a comedian, an Australian comedian, who is doing the fake voice and doing the whole jazz lounge singer act. But just did a quick search online and I can't find the information that I saw before. So she's doing a great job. Either way, she's either doing a great job of keeping us all fooled, or she's doing a great job of just being herself, being Pastel Vespa. Really good stuff. Ironic by Pastel right there. Parabellum before that with a more hard-edged version of Uninvited from their album The Same Name from 2017. Imagine Dragons live at All Saints Studios. Also from 2017, with their live acoustic cover of Hand in My Pocket. Master Cuts with their cover of You Oughta Know started things off. That came from their Desert Island Songs from 2011. L'Anarchie, really? You don't pronounce it as a hard CH, I'm finding out. Okay. L'Anarchie. Thank you, Talia, in the chat room for that correction on the Pastel Vespa album. Let's move over to Ian Hunter turned 80 earlier this month. Here's a great track, a tribute to Ian Hunter from Queen's Brian May. This one came out on Brian's album Another World, which came out in 1998. Here is All the Way from Memphis. We'll be right back.
time when we were just ordinary commoners, just like you.
Thank you, Mr. Hoopla.
And we used to eat.
Jimmy's dress is for the Jimmy's. suicide. I would kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed drive, don't wanna stay alive. When you're 25, I'm Wendy stealing clothes from unlocked cars. And Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face. Television man is crazy, saying we're all juvenile delinquent rigs. Oh man, I need TV when I've got the T-Rex. I'm a dude that
all the young dudes,
hey dudes,
carry the news.
Where are you? Stand up. Dresses like a queen, but he can kick like a mule. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yeah, we can love. And my brother's back home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Now I drunk a lot of wine, I'm feeling fine. Some cat to bed. Oh, is there concrete all around, or is it in my head? Brother, you guess I'm a dude.
All the young dudes,
hey dudes,
carry the news.
Where are you?
Who the dudes?
Stand up.
You're so good. Oh, I don't. give and I do all the spending. Is there a happy ending? I don't think so. Cause even if we make it, I'll be too far out to take it. You'll have to try and shake it from my head. I wish I was your mother. I wish I'd been your father. And then I would have seen you, would have been you as a child. Played houses with your sisters, wrestled with all your brothers. And then who knows, I might have felt a family for a while.
That right there is Dramarama, another band I loved in the 90s. They've done a few things since. That album in particular came out, I think, in 2006. It's called Stuck in Wonderama Land. That's their cover of Mott the Hoople's I Wish I Was Your Mother, which was one of the songs included on that album, which is kind of a retrospective. It's got stuff like Last Cigarette and some of their other hits, as well as some more obscure tracks. All the Young Dudes. Now, that was the song that Mott the Hoople had that kind of rescued them from breaking up. Basically, they were on the verge of breaking up, and David Bowie found out about this through their drummer and offered them Suffragette City and said, hey, why don't you record a cover of Suffragette City? And they said, no, it's not quite our thing. You already did that, and that's all right. Hey, thanks. And then he said, all right, I'll write you something. And he sat down on their floor right in front of Ian Hunter and wrote All the Young Dudes. Gave that to them. That became their biggest hit and kept the band from breaking up. That cover right there, World Party, from the 1995 soundtrack to the film Clueless. Before that, Ian Hunter with the original version of Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Warrant, was that right? No, not Warrant. There were Cherry Pie. I should have had that right in front of me, because I know it's a hair band. Was it Poison? No, it was Great White. Of course it was Great White. Yes, Great White had a hit with a cover of Once Bitten, Twice Shy, original version by Ian Hunter from his self-titled album from 1975. Def Leppard with their cover of The Golden Age of Rock and Roll, that one from their all-cover album from 2006 called Yeah! Y-E-A-H! Exclamation point. Go find that one. And Brian May, with a little help from Ian Hunter, on a cover of Ian's All the Way from Memphis, that one from the 1998 solo Brian May album, Another World, which I guess when you are an astrophysicist is a great thing to name your album. It feels like a very appropriate thing to name your album. So Once Bitten, Twice Shy, not the only song that that Ian Hunter and Mott the Hoople had that would become a bigger hit for somebody else. This one is another big one, became a big hit for Bad Company. And you'll find the original version on, an early Mott the Hoople album. I got this version from a 1993 collection called The Ballad of Mott, a retrospective. Here is the original version of Ready for Love with Afterlights.
Thank you.
Ready for Love, the original version of the song that was made popular by Bad Company. The original version right there by Mott the Hoople, that one from the Ballad of Mott, a retrospective. Extra long song there, so I gave it its own set. Really, really cool version, and that came out on a, like I said, on an album called The Ballad of Mott, a retrospective, which has a bunch of those tracks, those early tracks on it, early stuff like Rock and Roll Queen, Sweet Angeline, the album version of All the Young Dudes, Sweet Jane they do a cover of, really, really good stuff, and then a bonus disc of a bunch of extra stuff. So, wow, it looks like they actually do an there's only a minute 24 excerpt of American Pie. That I haven't listened to, so I'm going to have to listen to that one. That's cool. That is, sadly, going to bring us right to the end of the show. I know it felt like a short episode. It was a slightly short episode, but I've got to run up to Boulder. I've got to get ready for Trivia Geeks tonight. I'm a guest on Trivia Geeks, and then meeting a listener who's coming through town. Going to go get some barbecue. So it is going to be a really busy afternoon. And let's be honest, there weren't a lot of other Alanis Morissette covers out there that I could play. A lot of people cover her and do very, very sound-alike versions of her songs. So that's just the way it goes. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. If you want to get in touch with me before then, email me requests@coverville.com. You can call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Or visit coverville.com. It's got everything you need right there in one place. All the cover song goodness you could ever ask for, all in one place, coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another show, and also back this Friday. Oh, no, we won't be back this Friday. I'm going to be in Chicago this Friday for Pokemon Go Fest. See, more busyness. But we'll be back next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CashFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, all the young dudes listen to them. And dudettes.